My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the sheriff of Klickitat County. I think I said that correctly. Sheriff, correct me if I messed that up. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yes. Klickitat County, and Klickitat County is in the great state of Washington, and I want to welcome you to the program. Good to have you on board. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My sincere pleasure. Well, there's a lot going on for constitutional sheriffs to be concerned about. I just actually had Victor Avila was on with me. We were talking about the border situation, and he's the author of the book Agent Under Fire, but he and his partner were ambushed by Las Zetas. He was left for dead. He was just at a Sheriff's Association meeting here in Texas, and he said that the number one concern they had was the border, and then the lack of prosecution of criminals. We'll get into talking about the issue, because I believe that the border issue is an issue for every sheriff across the country now. You've got illegals coming into every county. Your particular issue that you have been focused on and addressing is the issue of the gun grabbing that's going on by this administration and the overreach of the federal government into that particular issue. Talk to me about what's going on in Klickitat County, and how did the ATF decide to target your county in particular?
Well, they haven't targeted our county yet, and that's why I came out with a press release to our local citizens in Klickitat County. I've seen a doorbell video in Delaware where two ATF agents and a Delaware state trooper contacted an individual because he had purchased two guns at one time. Now, when they do that, that raises a red flag in the computer system of ATF. And so when that happens, then they get snooping around, because what they're looking for is straw buyers. And a straw buyer is where you buy two or more firearms at one time. And what they're concerned about is you may be selling them or giving them to people that would not qualify to have a gun.
Okay.
Convicted felons and so forth.
Sure.
And they're operating off of a 1968 gun law, federal law. And so what happened, these two agents, along with the trooper, they go to this gentleman's house in Delaware and ring the doorbell. Fortunately, it's on film. And they don't have a warrant, no warrant at all. And that's a key issue here. They had the paper showing that, printout showing that he had purchased these two firearms. And they wanted to see the firearms to make sure he hadn't sold them or given them away or something like that. And, of course, he was real reluctant. And I imagine he was a little shocked to see three guys there in tactical gear standing at his door.
Wow.
And they said, oh, you know, they just try to breeze through it by saying, well, sir, all we want to do is check the guns. Then we're out of here. It's only going to take us about 5 minutes. And I see where you bought seven other guns or something like that. And we'd like to see that, and that way we don't have to come back and get all this. Well, he finally consented and apparently showed him the two guns he had purchased. The point I'm making is that unless they have probable cause to establish that you are, in fact, a straw buyer for somebody that shouldn't have guns, then they have no business knocking on your door and basically fishing, harassing. As a private citizen, it's none of government's business what guns you have in your home.
Right.
The Second Amendment allows you to have those. And it's not my business in this county what people have in their homes as far as firearms. Unless, of course, they're committing a law, breaking a law. I mean, breaking a law, not because they bought two guns, breaking a law in some other manner. So that concerned me. And we have a very blue state here. You're probably aware of that.
Yes, sir.
With our governor and state attorney general. And they just got all giddy here just not too long ago and passed a law that you can't have more than 10 rounds in a magazine. And you'd have thought they won the lottery, you know. but anyway, and I've made it clear to the citizens here, I will not enforce that high-capacity magazine law or any other anti-gun laws that our governor and attorney general is pushing on the public. Sheriff has discretion. I don't have to arrest, and I stand by that. But in any event, I was concerned, even though I hadn't heard of it happening in our county or our state yet.
Right.
And I stress yet.
Right.
Because it is a blue state. Our governor and them, I think, would just jump all over that and think that's a great deal. And in the sense of cooperating with ATF. So I wanted our citizens to know, if you get contacted by the ATF or any other federal agency, and they want to see your guns you purchased, or see your guns, period, because they have some story why they need to check them.
Mm-hmm.
If they do not have a search warrant signed by a judge, you do not have to cooperate with them. You can tell them to leave your property. If they refuse to leave, call me. I'm talking about our citizens in Clickitat County.
Right.
Call me, and I put in the press release, I put my phone number there, cell number and office number.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go out, contact the agents at your residence, and tell them that, excuse me, that the homeowner does not want you on the property. And if they refuse to leave then,
God bless you.
Pardon me. If they refuse to leave then, I will arrest them, cuff them, put them in the car, and take them to jail. And book them on criminal trespass in the second degree.
Now, you're taking the stand, too, that as a sheriff, you take an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Isn't that part of the oath that you take?
Absolutely. And what's interesting, we have the governor takes that same oath.
Mm-hmm.
And But the sheriff is an elected position. And, of course, what I tell my citizens here in Clickitat County that I serve, the only boss the sheriff has is the citizens, not the governor, not the Board of County Commissioners, not the Attorney General, not the county prosecutor, not the city council. The public, the citizens, is the sheriff's boss. And that's who he owes the alliance to, not some politician that wants to pass some dictate. For example, with the COVID.
Injections.
The injections, the distancing, the wearing
right.
the mask.
The mandates.
I refuse him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The shutdowns.
And I refuse enforcing it then.
Yeah, the shutdowns and all that other nonsense that they tried to put in that didn't do any good whatsoever. And now, of course, we have, you know, irrefutable evidence that's come out by the CDC and the FDA that clearly indicates that and Deborah Birx herself coming out and saying that she lied.
Yeah.
She lied. And what's mind-boggling to me, Sheriff Bob, is where's the prosecutions for the deaths that occurred predicated on the lie that she said, yes, I confess, I lied? There should be some prosecution to that. There should be some, there were laws that were broken then by the actions they took.
Not only laws, but people's constitutional rights and liberties were violated.
Right.
Where does the government get off telling you you have to have a shot? If you don't get this shot, we're firing you from your career. But yet, thousands and thousands of illegals come across the border. We're being invaded as we speak.
Yep.
Coming across the border, they don't test them. They don't require them to get a shot. They put them on buses or planes and fly them all over the United States and drop them in your community. Now, you talk about double standards, but if you're a hardworking citizen trying to make a living, feed your family,
right.
and just trying to pay your bills, if you don't get a shot, we're going to fire you. I mean, that makes no sense.
Now, talk to me about the authority that you as a sheriff have that maybe a lot of people are not aware of what a sheriff's authority actually is.
Well, the authority of a sheriff is he's a top, or she, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
elected sheriff is the top law enforcement official in the county. He has jurisdiction, he or she has jurisdiction throughout the entire county, including the cities. And so being the top law enforcement official, he's not appointed, serves at the pleasure of the public, so the public is, in fact, his boss. And his job, his primary job, I mean, he has a lot of responsibilities,
right.
putting bad guys in jail, and we hope we do a fair job at that. Also civil process, jails, all that stuff. But his primary job, or hers, if the government is overstepping and violating individuals' constitutional, God-given rights, constitutional rights and liberties, the sheriff is to interpose, stand between the government and that citizen and protect the citizen's rights. That's the primary job of the sheriff, in my opinion.
Well, and that seems to be, you know, for those sheriffs that are following the Constitution, you're not alone in that summation at all. So far as I understand,
no, there's a lot of sheriffs that believe the way I do. They take their oath of office serious. They are constitutional sheriffs, and I'll tell you who my mentor was as far as the constitutional sheriffs go. I'm a lifetime member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Okay.
Sheriff Richard Mack.
Mm.
I don't know if you had the pleasure of meeting him.
I have. I absolutely have. He's awesome.
Outstanding.
Yep. He's
yes.
awesome.
And he really is, I would say, the cornerstone of what a constitutional sheriff is. He ended up suing the Clinton administration over the Brady Bill. It went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and he won. And he won. Because they were making a mandate for state, well, like sheriffs, to enforce the Brady Bill, and if they didn't, they would be violating the law themselves and could do time in jail. Well, he and several other sheriffs filed, I think there were four of them, ultimately Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Pence went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court with it, and the court ruled in their favor, said, no, the federal government cannot tell local law enforcement, and that includes the sheriff, cannot mandate a federal law to him. So he kind of jokes around and says, you know, he's the only sheriff, he's the only person that, excuse me, that sued the Clinton administration and lived to talk about it.
There you go. There you go. All right. So here, the ATF situation, though, stems from some issues regarding new regulations and red flag laws and things of that nature that are being pushed through by the Democrats. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Sheriff Bob Songer, Clickitat County Sheriff Bob Songer, coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Sheriff Bob Songer. ClickAttackCounty.org. ClickAttackCounty.org in the communist state of Washington. Can I say that, Sheriff?
Well, that's pretty accurate.
Well, hey, thank God, right? Bremerton High School, former Bremerton High School coach and a good friend of mine, Joe Kennedy, did win his case in the Supreme Court, giving him the right to, the freedom to pray, right? The freedom to express his religious, liberty and to pray. So thankfully the Supreme Court saw the truth in that, but my goodness, we are just under assault. Our Constitution is under assault. You and I talked in the break about, the passing of the bills for red flag laws, which actually went all the way to the president's desk, and so he has signed new restrictions on our gun rights. That I think are very concerning. How should a constitutional sheriff address a red flag law that is being presented in their county?
Well, for me personally, I'm against the red flag law. First of all, it does not provide due process to the individual who's getting their gun seized from them and is seized without a warrant. I have a real problem with that. Obviously, law enforcement, if we respond to, let's say, a family disturbance, and it's a very, very vulnerable one, in other words, there's been a serious assault committed or serious threats committed, and the person has a firearm, then we'll take those firearms for safekeeping, but they get them back once the situation is resolved. We don't just automatically take somebody, and it has to be a serious situation where the officer actually believes, if they don't seize that gun at the moment for safekeeping, that somebody's going to get killed. But short of that, I don't believe in the red flag laws where your neighbor could make a complaint, third party could make a complaint, and all of a sudden law enforcement is out there knocking on your door to seize your firearms. That's a clear violation of your rights, in my opinion.
Well, and it sounds to me, too, like you're setting up, not only are you setting up the citizen who has no idea in many instances, in most instances, that this is even in the works, and then you're setting up law enforcement who are now going and you're creating a conflict situation. And there's already, as I understand it, John Watt Jr. comes on the program quite a bit. There's already, as I understand it, laws on the books. If there's a concern about someone potentially being a danger, there's a process that you go to. You go to a judge. You get a warrant. You go. You present it. There's a process, and they have a process of adjudication to be able to argue back and say, "Wait a minute, no, I'm not nuts. I'm not crazy. I'm not going to do anything goofy here."
Exactly, and that's called due process. You're spot on. That's the way it should be done. But just to go knock on somebody's door because of a red flag law that allows you to do that, that doesn't make it constitutional. And that's the other thing. You know, when you'll have officers who'll say, well, it's the RCW and it's up to the courts to decide whether it's constitutional. No. It's not up to the courts. Ultimately, it is. But first, it's up to that sheriff or police chief to determine if that law violates the Constitution, does not fit the Constitution of the U.S. Constitution or your state constitution, then it's a bad law. It's null and void. And you're not required. You have discretion. You're not required to enforce it. But some folks say, well, if it's a law, I may not agree with it, but I'm going to enforce it, by gosh, and then I'll wait for the courts to decide. Well,
you're the first line of defense. Yeah. You as the law officer, especially the sheriff, are the first line of defense to defend the citizens of the United States and their rights and that Constitution and what it has to say. Can you give me like a 10-second PSA to sheriffs that might be listening?
Yes, I have the most respect in the world for our sheriffs, elected sheriffs in this country, and I think most of them are constitutional sheriffs. They may not be quite as outspoken as some others, but I think they will protect the constitutional rights of an individual. But here's the thing. Don't get caught up in the fact that the RCW, that's our law in the state of Washington, or your state law was passed by the legislature, so I have no choice. I have to enforce it. No. You do not have to enforce it. And if you have any real concerns about what I'm telling you or suggesting to you, please reach out to Sheriff Richard Mack, President of the Constitutional Sheriffs Association. And he can give you further instructions.
Thank you, Sheriff. Greatly appreciate it. We've got to run. Blessings to you, sir. Keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for standing up as a constitutional sheriff. We appreciate you. ClickAttackCounty.org, Sheriff Bob Songer. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You've been listening to Gen Generation Radio. Back with Chaps coming up right after this break. Polygamy in Utah. Apparently there's a bill to pass for that. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body, cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt. Pray in Jesus' name. Chaps, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. God bless you in Jesus' name. How's your beautiful Friday morning?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You are my last segment of the day, so I'll have a little write-up stuff that I do now, and then I ship that off to my production guy, and then he takes all and breaks each hour out and puts that up, and then that turns into the podcast that goes out to our podcasting network, and and it's good. I got a little doctor's appointment this afternoon. I had some issues, so I had to go off of my Eliquis for a month, and now I'm going back on the Eliquis, and so they want to do a DVT this afternoon, so y'all can be praying for me about that. But overall, I'm doing good. Want to encourage folks again to pick up, go to CGRWellness.com. CGRWellness.com. We did a full hour, our first hour. We did a CGR Wellness week last week. Each Friday we'll be doing a full hour, but this is the vibe. And if you look at it, you can see fruits, veggies, and superfoods. This is a product that is actually carried on the Cleveland Clinic. That's how good this stuff is. I've been taking this stuff since last October, and it is incredible, the results that I've been getting as a result of it. Honest to goodness, I kid you not, I wouldn't be doing it. And so if you go to CGRWellness.com, there's actually an immune pack up there that you can take. And if you're feeling a little under the weather, there's a product called Cold Buster. I stock it. I keep it so that I have it ready and at hand for me and my family. Cold Buster. But go to CGRWellness.com. It's free to register. And then when you purchase an order of $50 or more, use the code ChosenGenRadio. On your first one, you'll get a $20 discount. Another thing, if you're looking for a wonderful natural energy drink, this is the stuff right here. Ultra Shot. Natural energy. It's really incredible. And then finally, for healthy blood, Resvante. And we were talking about it, about how it defeats the free radicals. But it has in it, it's something that's found in red wine. And it's actually the equivalent of taking in, I believe it's 200 servings of red wine without the alcohol, obviously. But it's that potent. And that really is good for the health of your blood. So check it out, CGRwellness.com. All right, chaps. So HR 8404 is called... I don't even know that I can say this. I certainly can't say it with a straight face. I can say it with kind of a frustrated face. The Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Sodomite Act, for good. It's the Sodomite Act. It's what it is. And we're supposed to just pass this thing off. And now you mentioned that I guess in Utah, there's discussion about the possibility of pursuing polygamy. Did I read that correctly?
So here's the most ironic partnership in U.S. politics today, and that is between Nancy Pelosi and Mitt Romney. Now think about those two bedfellows in strange politics today. Would you believe that Nancy Pelosi's Homosexual Marriage Act, which is what I'm calling it, H.R. 8404, everyone write down that number because we're going to have you call Congress, H.R. 8404, has implications for legalizing polygamy. That's one man with four, maybe 10 wives, in Utah. And going back to American history, of course, polygamy was banned even in Utah, even by the Mormon Church, as a condition for Utah entering the Union in the late 1800s. Polygamy is abusive to women because it leaves them pregnant and destitute without finances, even though a man, you know, can get her pregnant, he then effectively makes her fend for herself because he's off with some other woman or some other woman. And so notice it never works the other way around, where one woman can have multiple men caring for her and paying her bills. It never works out that way. Women are always destitute and pregnant under polygamy. So it is inherently abusive. But now it is going to be legalized by Nancy Pelosi and possibly by Mitt Romney. Because the Mormon Church, it seems like all four Utah congressmen, they're all Republicans, but they all voted yes with Nancy Pelosi on the homosexual marriage bill. It passed the House. It's not yet passed the Senate. They need 60 senators to get it through the U.S. Senate.
Right.
And we're looking at you, Mitt Romney, and even Mike Lee from Utah, are undecided on whether or not they are going to pass the homosexual marriage bill because it would effectively return states' rights to Utah, who has already, last year, in 2020, 2021, the Utah legislature basically legalized polygamy in their state law by reducing the fine to a speeding ticket.
Wow. Well, you know what, and you know, relative to what they're calling it, the Respect for Marriage Act, the argument that I have with this is that once again, it's the assault on children. Okay? Because it is the Obergefell decision. It is the legalization of these sodomite unions that leads to now, and I mentioned that 17 years ago, sitting on the school site council in Modesto, California, for a school out in Modesto, there was in my now 23-year-old daughter's first grade class, she was 6 years old at the time, and there was a book in there called And Tango Makes Three. Have you ever heard of that book, chaps?
No.
So, and Tango Makes Three is the story of two male penguins who are apparently together, and the zookeeper somehow comes to the realization or belief that they want to have a baby. And so the zookeeper arranges for them to be given an egg so that they can now become a family. This was 17 years ago. We had the book. We actually had the book removed because there were enough parents in the class that said, you know, we don't want this kind of a book in on the reader list, and we had that book taken out. But folks, nice. Now we wouldn't be able to do that. Number one, because of Obergefell being in place as it is. But if they get this put through, that codifies this and makes it the law of the land. And that's why, and so this is, so now you have them forcing, and I don't know if you saw some of the recent studies, but Gen Z, which is now the age of 18 to 25, the numbers are anywhere from 19 to 39% of Gen Z are claiming to be somewhere in the spectrum of lesbian, sodomite, bisexual, transgender, or queer.
And what percent?
Anywhere between, Pew poll said 20%. Pew said 20%. George Barna's research said 39%.
Oh my gosh.
Now, here's the thing to understand about this. We told them 25, 30 years ago that if they were allowed to legalize this stuff, that this was an agenda and that they were indoctrinating our children and that they would create this kind of confusion amongst our youth. We told them that. We said this when the APA changed, what is that called, Chaps? The DM5?
The DSM-5.
DSM-5, yeah.
The mental illness book that right. Psychologists use.
Right. When they changed the DSM-5 to say that homosexuality or sodomy or however you want to describe it, I mean, it is what it is. I had a doctor on last week, Dr. Syed Haider, and he said, quit calling it homosexuality. It's sodomy. I'm a physician. That's what it is. It's sodomy. I'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the feet. And this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Amen. especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Very pleased to welcome my very special guest, Chaplain Gordon Chaps Klingenschmitt. You can find him at Pray in Jesus Name. PrayInJesusName.org. Correct, Chaps?
Yes, that's it. PrayInJesusName.org. And if you click on the bookstore, you can find my book, How to Liberate the World, A Step-by-Step Guide to Take Back Your Country.
And speaking of taking back our country, we're going to make a quick phone call and just we're going to show you the polite way in which to ask for this no vote. So here we go. We're going to dial them up, 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. And we'll plug it in. And here comes the ringy dingies.
Now, you can call this twice and ask for your two U.S. senators and tell them vote no on H.R. 8404.
Maybe there's a lot of people calling right now.
I bet. That's probably a good sign.
It probably is.
But also call Senator Mitt Romney if you have a chance, because I think he's going to be key to this.
Capitol, may help you.
Hi, yes. I'm trying to reach Mitt Romney's office, please.
One moment.
Thank you.
Well, that was easy.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for calling Senator Mitt Romney's Washington, D.C. office. If you would like to leave a comment about an issue, please press 1. If you have a scheduling request, please press 2. If you are a member of the press, please press 3. If you would like information on tours or purchasing flags flown over the Capitol, please press 4. If you need to speak with a member of our office, please press 5. To hear these
extension number 2022245464. I'm sorry, but there was no answer at that extension. To leave a message for
staff main line, press 1. For main reception, press 2.
Well, there you go. How about that? Let's try that.
Extension
staff main line, press 1. For main reception, press 2.
If you have reached this message during our office hours of 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all of our lines are currently busy. Please leave a message or call us back at another time.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I'm calling to ask you to please vote no on H.R. 8404. That's no on H.R. 8404. I'm calling on behalf of Delta, Utah, zip code 84624. 84624. Again, this is Pastor Greg, and I greatly appreciate you voting no on H.R. 8404. Thank you. And just to be clear as to why I chose that zip code, that is where we broadcast out of, in Utah, Delta, Utah, AM 540, and so we are representing the folks there at the Delta, Utah location, zip code 84624. Should I try Mike Lee's office very quickly?
I think the listeners have the point, but what I want to say is let's pound the table on this polygamy issue. I think the Mormon senators, and there are three of them, by the way, Senator Crapo of Idaho, Mike Lee of Utah, and Mitt Romney of Utah, they should hear us complaining about polygamy, and they should not be siding with Nancy Pelosi when it comes to homosexual marriage, or sodomy, as the Bible calls it.
Yeah.
But isn't that strange that the congressman from Idaho, Chris Stevens, he's a Mormon and he voted yes on the gay marriage bill, but the evangelical Simpson voted no from Idaho on the gay marriage bill. So the LDS church now has an interest in legalizing polygamy, and all four U.S. congressmen from Utah voted yes with Nancy Pelosi on the gay marriage bill. They are in league with somebody at the LDS Church who is influencing them. Polygamy is abusive to women. And Pastor Greg, give out that phone number again. How do people get the Capitol Hill switchboard?
202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And the secondary, or the other issue, and I think it's of equal importance too, regarding the Protect Marriage Act and shutting that down, is the issue as it relates to children and the fact that we have so many children now that are coming out confused and engaging in a lifestyle that is highly destructive. If you've listened to Dr. Syed Haider here on the program, George Carneal, Robert Oscar Lopez, Peter LaBarbera was just on the program with me, and he'll be back on soon. Folks, it is a destructive, highly destructive lifestyle, and there is an answer to it, and the answer is Jesus Christ, his death, resurrection, and ascension. He overcame sin, and that includes the sin of sodomy. And there is hope for the overcoming of it. And George talked very in-depth about that yesterday from Queer to Christ. But he talked about having hundreds of relationships, sexual relationships. And that is normal, normal behavior. And chaps, we don't want our kids to be exposed to that. And NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, which is considered to be normal within that grouping, and drag queens, and forcing drag queens on our kids, H.R. 8404 must be defeated. Call today, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. We've run out of time. Chaps, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it. Folks, at the end of the day, we're going to have to stand before God and give an answer for these kinds of issues. I hope that we give the right one. I hope that we all are doing our part to participate in moving forward and advancing the kingdom of heaven and helping our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, along with the lost, to find the truth. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness, but now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water on the pitch. On Bodhanagar.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigyal and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.